KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 63 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests occurred Wednesday. At around 3:20 p.m., 43-year-old Jamie Lynn Gibson of Villisca was arrested in Villisca on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Gibson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond late last night. And around 8:45 p.m. Wednesday, 26-year-old Amber Marie Thomas of Des Moines was arrested in the 1800 block of Highway 71 following a traffic stop. Thomas was charged with possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $1,000. Montgomery County K-9 unit assisted deputies at the scene. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of three individuals after a search warrant was executed at a rural Creston home Wednesday. The search warrant was executed just after 1 p.m. at 3066 150th Street in Creston. Deputies recovered several small glass marijuana pipes, rolling papers, water pipes, liquid THC, jelly hash, and a small amount of marijuana along with a scale. The three individuals arrested include 21-year-old Austin Eblin, 27-year-old Chelsea Estelle, and 20-year-old Ashley Eblin. They were all charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Activities begin in earnest today at the Free Cass County Fair in Atlantic. On the schedule is a swine weigh-in from 7:30 to 9:30, rabbit check-in from 8 to 9:30 this morning, poultry check-in is from 10 until 11, the meat goat and a dairy meat goat weigh-in and dairy check-in are both underway from 10:30 until noon. The horse check-in is this afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30. Sheep weigh-in from 4:40 to 6 p.m. Actually, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And the 4-H exhibits open at the community center beginning at 5 p.m. And don't forget the FFA food stand located just south of the indoor show ring and sheep barn is open every day of the fair from 7:30 until 8 p.m. Serving walking tacos, made rights, hot dogs, nachos, various treats, and more. The noon special at the fair food stand located just east of the commercial building today is hamburgers, hot dogs, pulled pork, and cold meat sandwiches. The fair food stand is open daily during the fair from 6:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. and there's food available at the Chuck Wagon from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. located adjacent to the commercial building. They'll serve up hot items, snow cones, cotton candy, funnel cakes, and more. This evening's highlights includes the Little Miss and Mr. contest at 7 p.m., followed by the King and Queen contest in the Garden at 7:30, which we'll be broadcasting for you live. Senior recognition is at 8 o'clock, and moving the outdoor show ring begins at 8:45. A man who was getting out of his parked pickup truck on the shoulder of Jay Avenue south of Perry Wednesday afternoon was struck and killed by a car. The Iowa State Patrol says 85-year-old Wilbur Dickerson of Perry died at the scene of the accident that happened just after 3 p.m. in Dallas County. Authorities say the 2017 Ford Focus driven by 20-year-old Saul Telez of Perry was traveling north on Jay Avenue when the car crossed over and struck Dickinson. The accident remains under investigation. One person was seriously injured during a collision between a pickup and a car Tuesday afternoon in Union County. The sheriff's office yesterday said a non-contact pickup pulling a stock trailer was westbound on 240th Avenue and a 2014 Chevy Cruze was eastbound. Due to the gravel dust kicked up by the non-contact pickup and trailer, visibility was reduced, causing a 2014 Dodge Ram pickup traveling westbound and the car to collide head-on. The accident happened around noon on Tuesday. The driver of the car, 50-year-old Brandon Scott Munyon of Kellerton, was seriously injured and flown by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the pickup, 50-year-old Daniel James Idy of Afton, complained of pain and possible injury but did not seek immediate attention. The vehicle sustained a combined $20,000 damage and were considered a total loss. There were no citations issued. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy on a routine patrol Tuesday night arrested a woman on a warrant following a traffic stop. The deputy pulled over a 1998 Jeep Cherokee at around 9:45 p.m. after the driver allegedly failed to obey a stop sign at the intersection of Monument Road and Minster Springs Road. A check of records showed 29-year-old Rachel Goldapp of Council Bluffs was wanted on a warrant for violation of probation. Once the warrant was confirmed, Goldapp was placed under arrest and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where she was turned over to jail staff without incident. In the funeral announcement, Sandra Hayden Boots, age 84, of Norway, Iowa, and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Graveside services for Sandra Boots will be today at 11 o'clock in the West Cemetery at Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Janet Watson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Janet Watson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gladys Robinson, age 75, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gladys Robinson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Diane Jackson, age 66, of Adel, died July the 19th. A celebration of life for Diane Jackson will be tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock, at the home of Larry and Dodie Davis. That's at 29948 H Avenue in Adel. The Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Earlham Chapel, is handling the arrangements. Marianne Martins, age 89, of Walnut, died Monday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marianne Martins will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dr. William Bill Dowd, age 91, a native of Stewart, died January 12th in California. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Donald Tallman, age 86, of Reno, Nevada, died July the 6th. Memorial services for Donald Tallman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Bernard Woolverding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Bernard Woolverding will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Delilah D. Ann Bryles, age 72, of Atlantic, died July 19th at the Griswold Care Center. Friends and family are invited to celebrate the life of D. Bryles on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eldon Osler, age 92, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. And per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Eldon Osler. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Valda Kennedy, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Valda Kennedy are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.